Theater 5 presents Miss Barbara Baxley in Listen, Mother.
Well, Grace, I just can't tell you how much we've enjoyed our visit in your teensy little house.
Oh,
don't cry,
Jerry.
Down now.
Jerry, down.
I love dogs dearly, but on the ground. You know what I mean.
Jerry, get down.
You all ready, Leonard?
Yes, Mother.
Well, we've got quite a drive ahead of us. Now, Dumbo!
I'm sorry, I'll get him, Mrs. Sands.
Oh, I love dogs, and they love me. Too much, I guess. Everything in the car?
Yes, Mother.
Well, Grace, thank you for all your hospitality.
Well, I'm so glad you could make the trip. It was good of you.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Well, goodbye. And you come and see us in the city, won't you, Grace?
Well, I'll sure try.
Yes, well... Bye.
Goodbye. Bye, Leonard.
I'll call you.
Phew, my goodness. What a weekend.
Didn't you enjoy it?
Oh, you know me. I like my own bed and my own things. And the house is so small. You're sort of tripping all over one another. Such a tiny house and such a big dog. I should think Grace would rather live in an apartment in town, near her school and everything. Then she couldn't keep that monstrous dog, I suppose. Wonder what she does with it while she's at work. Do you know what she does with it?
No.
But you've been up there before, haven't you? I know you have.
Just weekends.
You never ask her?
Ask her what?
What she does with a dog while she's teaching school.
No, I never did.
More important things to talk about, huh? Isn't this where we turn onto the highway?
No.
I thought it was. Well, Grace is pretty, don't you think? Of course, she's not young, but she's pretty. Well, not really pretty, but she does have a good figure. Haven't you? Have to have a good figure to wear those blue jeans all the time. Tight ones like that. I know how she gets them that way. She puts them in the washing machine when they're new with plenty of bleach and washes them over and over till all the stiffness is gone out. Then she puts them on while they're still wet. That way they cling to her figure and they're soft as velvet. Very smart of her to wear blue. That sort of faded blue with her eyes, don't you think?
Think what?
That faded blue matches her eyes.
I never noticed.
Oh, Leonard, now, come on now. Isn't this where we turn on the highway?
Yes.
I thought so. Look out for that car.
I see it.
It's a white convertible, just like Grace's. White seems impractical to me, but maybe it isn't. Why doesn't that car get over so you can pass? Blow your horn.
It's all right.
Road hog. Blow your horn. Well, if you won't, I will.
Mother, don't.
I can't stand a road hog. I think the highway belongs to them. It's that white convertible. Woman driver, wouldn't you know? Did you get any painting done this weekend?
You know I didn't.
Now, how should I know you didn't? Well, you should have. That's what you go to the country for, isn't it? Or so you claim. Matter of fact, it would have been tactful of you to have taken your paints and gone off someplace.
Why?
Why? So Grace and I could have had a little time together, that's why. You are thinking of proposing to her, aren't you?
I don't know.
Now, what do you mean you don't know? You know if you're thinking about it, don't you? I don't mean have you proposed to her. I mean have you been thinking about it?
Some.
I thought so. Well, it's a young girl.
Who is?
Driving that white convertible.
Hmm.
Got a blue scarf tied around her head. Blue chiffon, I think. Swipping around in the breeze. She'll strangle herself. What are you doing?
Gotta get gas.
Oh. All right. I'd like to stop, too. Well, this looks like a nice, clean place. Leonard, look there.
Where?
Next gas pump. It's the white convertible. It followed us in here.
So what?
The girl with the blue scarf. Leonard, look. She's got a dog with her.
So she has.
It looks just like Grace's dog, a great monster of a dog.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it does, too. And you know what? That girl looks like Grace. Quite a lot like Grace.
Mother, she doesn't look anything like Grace. Nothing like her at all.
Well, yes, she does. Quite a lot. And that dog looks like Grace's dog, big, furry monster. Well, I hope this place is clean, that's all.
I just want $1 worth of gas. Oh, excuse me, you were first.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead, I'm in no hurry.
Well, I'm not either.
No, after you.
Just $1 worth.
Right on, miss.
That's a nice dog.
He loves to ride in the car with the top down, but it makes him bark at everybody. If I put the top up, he lies down and goes to sleep.
It's a nice dog.
Not much to look at.
I like a convertible.
Yes, I do, too.
But my mother doesn't, so we...
Well, you can see so much more, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, Colonel, shut up. Here you are, $1.
Thank you. Is that his name, Colonel?
Yes. He always barks at filling station attendants. Well, so long.
So long. Fill her up, will you, and check the oil.
Okay.
I'm going to report that place. It's not clean at all.
Oh, that's too bad.
Were you talking to that girl with the dog?
His name's Colonel.
What's hers?
I haven't the foggiest notion.
I still say she looks like Grace.
Oh, she doesn't at all.
Well, you should know. Funny they should both drive convertibles. White convertibles.
Grace's is light tan, not white.
Oh, really? And they both wear blue.
Mm.
Maybe that's what makes me think they look alike.
Mm.
Did she have blue eyes?
I didn't really notice.
Women with blue eyes tend to wear blue, I've observed. It's becoming, but it's obvious. I never wear blue.
Don't you?
Hmm? Well, you know I don't.
Hmm.
Haven't you ever noticed that I don't wear blue? Well, think of that. Well, you do know I have blue eyes, don't you? Well, I should hope so. But I don't wear blue.
Hmm.
Because it's so obvious. You're just trying to bring out the blue in your eyes. If you do wear blue, you should always wear a shade that's lighter than your eyes. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Always. I don't suppose Grace wears those blue jeans to school, does she?
I don't think so.
That would hardly be appropriate in a teacher. I don't think it'd be allowed.
Oh, I guess not.
How much money does she make, you know?
No, Mother, I don't know how much money she makes.
Well, I just wondered. You could hardly ask.
No, Mother, I could hardly ask.
She's about 27, 28, wouldn't you say?
28.
That's what I thought. Mm. She looks it. 3,200, 3,300, something like that.
What?
About 3,200 a year. I think that's about what she makes, don't you?
I told you, I don't know.
Well, those small town schools, they don't pay much. You know what, Leonard?
What?
I think you should marry Grace.
You do?
I really do.
Here you are. Keep the change.
Well, that was a large size tip, wasn't it? He didn't do anything special for it. Didn't even clean the rear window. But then they never do. Never do one solitary thing they don't absolutely have to do. Well, to get back to Grace, I really and truly do think you ought to marry her. When you think about it... Take that girl you met on that Caribbean cruise. What was her name, Leonard? The one with the long, skinny face, looked like a horse?
Christine.
That would have been a mistake, marrying her.
Mm.
Now, there was something not feminine about that girl, that Christine. Don't you agree? She wasn't feminine, huh? Huh? Don't you?
I thought she was very feminine.
Well, it's a matter of opinion, I guess.
Kane. Christine Kane.
That's the one.
Yes.
But Grace now, she seems very feminine to me. Of course, I could be wrong. Well, and another thing, she's got a good job. Anyway, a steady job.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, if you're going to go on with your painting, and I certainly hope you will, you'll need somebody to support you till you sell something.
That's right.
You will sell something, of course, eventually, but until you do. Now, you take that girl who used to hang around the village. She painted too, remember her? The one with that stringy hair, nice eyes, but terrible hair.
Nancy McGuire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I never really liked her. I tried to, but I could never really like her.
I liked her.
But you couldn't marry someone who was a painter, too. I could help you out a little, I suppose, but you'd need much more than that.
Yes.
She's 28, you say?
Grace?
Now, of course, Grace. Now, who you think I was...
She's 28.
Well, you're 36.
Yes, I am.
So that's all right age-wise. Not like that awful... that awful... What's her name? You were so gone on.
Who?
Oh, you know the one. 3-4 years ago. That fat blonde. That divorcee.
Myra Stanton?
Yes, that's the one. Oh, Myra, oh, dear. She was years older than you.
She was exactly my age.
Oh, she was? Well, she looked years older. And fat, oh. At least Grace isn't fat. Yes, I think it might be all right if you marry Grace. You turning in here for?
Coffee.
Well, we just had breakfast before we left.
Well, I need some coffee.
Leonard, look.
What?
Isn't that girl's car?
Where? What girl?
That girl with the blue scarf. And the dog, the white convertible.
Mm. Oh, yes, that's it, yeah. Come on, get out.
She's put the top up.
Well, that's so the dog won't bark.
Well, how do you know that?
She told me. He goes to sleep when the top's up.
Well, you got pretty chummy back at the filling station, didn't you?
Well, not very.
No, I don't think I want any coffee.
Well, I do.
Got a headache?
Sort of.
There she is, at the counter.
Come on.
They wouldn't let the dog in here, I guess.
I guess not.
Well, it's a state law.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi.
We meet again.
Yes. Who's following who?
A coffee, please. Oh, I see you left the Colonel in the car.
They won't let him in here. Any dog.
See? I told you so.
That's too bad.
It's a state law.
Well, he doesn't mind. He's fast asleep.
And does he always sleep with that silly smirk on his face? Once the top is up, I wonder what he's dreaming.
I'd hate to imagine.
Oh, Leonard, that's no way to talk.
Mother, please.
Well, you don't even know her.
Mother. This is my mother. I'm Leonard Sands, my mother, Mrs. Sands.
I'm Grace Benson.
Grace. Now, did you say Grace?
Oh, Mother, come on. Mother's got this thing about the... Well, we've been visiting over the weekend. This girl I know, we were visiting her. And when Mother saw you... See, this girl has a convertible, too. And she also has a dog.
Uh-huh, just like yours.
Not really, but he's big and he's furry. And,
a mutt?
Yes. Well, I mean, he's a very cute dog and all, but he's... Well, he's not even the same color as yours.
Brindle. He's brindle, a mixture.
And she's had this thing about you looking like this girl... You don't really, except that she has blue eyes, and you have blue eyes. You do have blue eyes, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and, well, this girl's name is Grace, too, so natural.
Just a mass of coincidences.
Yes, that's about it. Well, anyway, it's got Mother hysterical.
Oh, I'm not hysterical.
Well, that's the way things happen sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I pay at the counter. Oh, yes, it says here. Well, nice to have met you both.
Perhaps we'll meet on the road.
Maybe we will. So long.
So long.
Now, how could you say I'm hysterical?
Oh, Mother.
Well, she looked like a very pleasant girl, and now you've got her thinking I'm crazy.
Oh, Mother, she's not thinking anything at all. Come on, let's go.
You haven't finished your coffee.
Well, I've had enough. Come on.
And she did, too, look like Grace. Your Grace, I mean. Same complexion. Did you leave a tip?
Yes.
Well, she's gone. She and her dog. I wonder if she put the top back down.
I wouldn't know.
Imagine such a fuss over a dog.
You drive, will you?
You want me to drive?
If you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. Why? Are you tired?
Well, I'd just like you to drive.
Oh, all right. I can't think why you should be tired.
I want to talk to you. Now, listen, Laura.
What?
I'm going to marry Grace.
Well, I said you should, didn't I?
I know you said I should.
You mean your Grace, don't you? Not the one in the blue scarf.
You know which one I mean. I'm going to marry her.
Well.
I asked her this weekend, and she said yes.
This weekend? You asked her this weekend?
Yes.
While I was there?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you both come to me and tell me?
Because I wanted to tell you alone. Mother, I am going to marry Grace.
So you said.
But I want you to understand that I'm really going to. It won't be like the other times.
Look who's up ahead.
Not like Nancy or Christine or Myra or any of the others.
She has got the top down.
Mother, listen.
I'm listening.
Listen, Mother, I'm planning to get a job.
A job? What kind of a job?
Teaching.
Teaching? Teaching what?
I think I can get a job teaching drawing in the same school where Grace works.
You do?
And Grace thinks so.
Well, that girl must be doing 50 at least.
Together, we'd have quite a good income. We'd be able to support a child, I think. Two, maybe. We think we'd like to have two children, but at least one.
Oh, I think I'll pass her.
It ought to be a very nice life.
Yes, it should.
We can live in that little house of hers. Until the baby comes, of course. Then we'd have to look for something larger.
Mm-hmm.
But up in this part of the country, rents aren't so high, so Grace says. Then there's the possibility that we could buy a house. We could start putting away some money for that. I'd like that. I mean, planning on having a house of our own. Nothing pretentious. A couple of bedrooms. An old house, I think. Maybe we could get an old house and fix it up.
You? Fix up a house?
Well, I could learn. Teachers have those long summer vacations. I could get a set of tools.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, she won't get over.
Are you trying to pass her?
She won't get over.
Well, maybe she's going to turn off.
She hasn't got a blinker light on.
Listen, Mother.
I'll just pass her on the other side, that's all.
Well, don't, Mother. I think she's...
No, she's a road hog.
Mother, she's moving over. Mother! Mother!
Oh.
Oh, are you hurt? Are you hurt bad?
No, I don't think so. Is that your dog?
We were both thrown out of the car. I don't know why we weren't killed. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. My shoulder hurts, but it's not bad.
How about your mother?
She's unconscious. She's breathing. She's not dead.
Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh,
she could have killed you and your dog.
Oh, but it's all right. Oh, we're all right.
She tried to kill you.
Oh, no. She wouldn't have any reason.
No. You wouldn't understand. But she did. And she tried to kill me, too.
You don't know what you're saying.
Yes, I know what I'm saying.
She's coming, too, I think.
But this time, she didn't get away with it.
I'll flag the car down and get a doctor.
Leonard.
She really didn't get away with it.
Oh, Leonard.
Listen, Mother.
Leonard.
Mother, yes, your eyes are blue. Aren't they?
Has presented Listen, Mother, written by Elspeth Eric, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Barbara Baxley, Anne Houston, Ed Zimmerman, Connie Brigham, and Arthur Anderson. Audio engineers Marty Folia and Neil Pulse. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.